Welcome to The Trending Show. Now here is your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Welcome, trendies, one and all, to The Trending Show. Yes, indeed. It is I, Mike Quackenbush, here to walk you through a week's worth of trending topics. And it's all made possible thanks to Cobra Electronics. Their latest and greatest gadget is about to hit the marketplace. And a little bit later on today's program, I'm going to tell you how you could win one absolutely free. On Monday, the biggest trend that won't require me to sound knowledgeable about pro sports other than wrestling was Eric Hill, a contestant on the almost real reality program The Bachelorette. Eric Hill learned the bitter lesson that a lot of names in my rundown learn, or at least learn posthumously, as Eric Hill had to die to end up on the trending show. Eric Hill, who has been eliminated from the program The Bachelorette, died in a paragliding accident, which I think is the same thing that happened to Brutus Beefcake's face. The show came under fire for handling the death with a tone that seemed exploitative, and in an industry where exploitation is status quo, and coming under fire equals enough buzz to move a quarter-hour rating, we should expect no less. HollywoodLife.com won the lion's share of traffic on Tuesday for their article about Phaedra Parks and Apple Oneida. HollywoodLife.com, for those of you new to the trending show, is the website staffed entirely by freelance writers between the ages of 12 and 14 that have yet to make up their minds if boys other than Zac Efron are yummy or yucky. HollywoodLife.com's William Earle, clearly a pen name, counsels the Real Housewives of Atlanta, air quotes around the word star, Phaedra Parks, not to wait for her husband while he serves out his 8-year prison sentence for identity theft and fraud. Instead, HollywoodLife.com feels Phaedra needs to leave the federal penitentiary visitors area immediately and catch a showing of Transformers 4, Age of the Exhausted Premise. What I wouldn't give for Michael Bay to be over on the Challenge of the GoBots big screen adaptation instead, and Guillermo del Toro on Transformers. Monday's closure of the Crumbs bakery chain failed to trend. All 50 of the specialty cupcake shops were shuttered Monday afternoon. But Crumbs was trending come Tuesday as aspiring entrepreneurs took to eBay to unload the last Crumbs cupcakes to hungry bidders. The cupcake, considered to be the last Crumbs cupcake ever sold, went for $255 on eBay. The media touted this as the holy grail of cupcakes. And as someone who spent most of the last 20 years making a living doing flips in sparkly pants, even I find that a little sensationalist. You'd be hard-pressed to find someone who has eaten more cupcakes, pastries, pies, baked goods, danishes, fried treats, cookies, puddings, donuts, parfaits, cakes, gelatin products, candies, and things containing, featuring, or made entirely out of ice cream than me, but even I put a $6 cap on boutique cupcakes. There is yet to be a cupcake containing more than $6 worth of tastiness in my ongoing research. Eva Mendez was trending almost as high as soccer stuff on Wednesday, and that's because speculation peaked about her possibly being pregnant. Internet rumors of this type happen by the score on a daily basis, and I guess because people wanted to separate fact from internet fact, they turned to trusted news source CNN for the real scoop. And what I would like to read for you now is a direct quote from the CNN.com article, Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendez, Oh Baby, written by Lisa Respers France. Quote, given the fact that the pair have been less than public about their reported romantic relationship, it's no surprise that neither has commented or confirmed the report. But the internet don't need no stinking official confirmation. End of quote. First of all, Lisa, I think you need a neither nor there in the back half of that. Anyway, CNN apparently doesn't require official confirmation either. But CNN.com did score 200,000 hits for this article without even bothering to call Mendez's or Gosling's rep for a comment. This does make me wonder if Lisa Respers France uses William Earle as a pseudonym. Alex Tickleman, a female prostitute servicing the Silicon Valley, has been taken into custody for aggravated double entendre and for being the suspect in the death of two men. The two men both overdosed on heroin while within intimate proximity of the Tickleman, who is female, and the review of not only the 911 calls placed during the overdoses, as well as a review of internet searches pertaining to legal defenses for administering lethal doses of heroin, have motivated authorities to start viewing these once separate cases as being related. The two men, one a highly paid Google executive with handsome eyebrows, and the other, none of those things, died in eerily similar fashions just 2 months apart. On Facebook, Tickle Man, a female, posted a poem titled Heroin and lists her interests as bondage, dominance, sadism, masochism, and concealing my heroin-themed homicidal activities. Trending toward the end of the week was Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, the eighth installment of the venerable franchise that dates back to 1968. So 20th Century Fox is cranking these out only a little faster than the Blue Nile makes LPs. It won the weekend box office, did Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, raking in over $73 million in its first 3 days of release. That is more than the combined budgets of the first five Planet of the Apes films combined. Yeah, in 3 days. The next installment in the reboot series will hit in 2016. It's called Lancelot Link vs. the Planet of the Apes. It will be directed by Dick Spanner with music by my very favorite 60s band. Thursday also saw Chick-fil-A trending as, in conjunction with Cow Appreciation Day, the restaurant chain of church-going chicken haters offered a free meal to anyone dropping by in a full cow costume. Per their own press release, 900,000 people took them up on this offer last year, which, I am sorry for how this will come off, sounds like bull to me. The seasonal Halloween shops aren't even open yet this time of year, and I don't for a second believe that there are all these cow costumes in circulation to be donned at a moment's notice for the sake of waffle fries. Salty, homophobic, delicious waffle fries. On Friday, both Supermoon and Supermoon 2014 were trending, and it was more than just the bifocals and pocket protector types taking an interest this time around. The blogosphere was ablaze with talk about Supermoon, celebrating his 76th anniversary while deconstructing some of the dated idealism that still defines Supermoon in 2014. Others lamented the loss of charm and the absence of joy or even optimism from the bleak 2013 feature Moon of Steel. Oh, what I wouldn't give for a Kenneth Branagh-directed Aquamoon next year. You know, Trendies, the road is a wild place where anything can happen. Yes, anything. Which is why it's a good idea to record your ride with the Drive HD dash cam by Cobra Electronics. You see, now you've got evidence, and probably unbelievably funny footage, and all kinds of other great stuff too. You will never miss a moment again with the Drive HD dash cam from Cobra. And starting next week, right here on The Trending Show, I'm going to tell you how you can win one of their three new models absolutely free. So in between, drop on by the Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe. That's where Clayton Morris and I have a cup of joe and do a lot of complaining every single week. And then I'll be back here in about a week, give or take, with another edition of The Trending Show made fresh just for you. Until then, adios, amigos.